Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. Leading off today, earlier this week, the European Commission announced that iPadOS is now designated as a gatekeeper in the European Union, just like the iPhone and the iPad. Apple has now acknowledged this change and confirmed it will bring features like alternative app marketplaces, third-party browser engines, and more to the iPad in the EU later this fall. The same business terms that apply to the DMA changes for the iPhone will also apply to the iPad, including the core technology fee. The European Commission has given Apple 6 months to bring iPadOS into compliance with the DMA guidelines, so this means we can expect the changes to iPadOS to roll out sometime by November at the latest. The features coming to the iPad as part of these changes include the ability to install third-party app marketplaces and download apps from those marketplaces, support for third-party browser engines, a new prompt in Safari that asks users to pick a default browser, and web distribution for allowing users to download apps from a developer's website. In addition to this change from Apple today, the company has also announced changes to the core technology fee structure in the European Union. First, Apple will no longer charge the CTF in the case of non-commercial developers. So for example, if a student or a hobbyist developer creates a free app and doesn't generate any revenue as a result, then they won't pay the CTF at all. It also applies to the developer, not the app, so a developer earning money from one app can't claim the exemption for a separate non-commercial app. Second, to ensure that developers have time to adjust to the launch of a commercially successful app, Apple has now announced that there will be a ramp-up process for the first 3 years. So in your first year of business, if you generate between 1 million and 10 million euros, you won't pay the CTF at all. Then in year two, if you generate 10 million to 50 million euros, you'll pay the CTF, but you'll be capped at 1 million euros. Then in the third year, if your app generates over 50 million euros, you'll pay the CTF on every download beyond 1 million downloads. The idea is that this will protect against the case of an app which generates a lot of revenue, but little to no net profit. It would give developers enough time to spot the problem and adjust their business terms and cost structure to ensure that they're possible and that having to pay the CTF won't bankrupt their business. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. Using the link in the show notes, you can become a SetApp member and get full access for free for 7 days. Using SetApp, you can browse a curated collection of apps that can help supercharge your Mac experience. Think of a task you'd like to complete, just open SetApp and then search apps by tasks, install, and get things done. A SetApp membership includes full access to all apps on SetApp, including app updates and new releases. You can install and uninstall the apps in a single click. Again, just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today. A free 7-day trial, then just $10 a month for over 240 other apps on your Mac. In other news today, Apple, of course, has its special event set for May 7th, during which we're expecting some big changes to the iPad lineup. In an interesting twist, it sounds like there will be a companion event held by Apple in London on May 7th as well. Multiple reports have said that Apple is holding a multi-day gathering for journalists and bloggers in London for the Let Loose event starting on May 7th. For the Scary Fast event in October, which was focused on the Mac, Apple didn't hold an in-person event in Cupertino, but it did invite press and influencers to a few cities around the world to watch the event video and get hands-on time with the new products. This is likely what will ultimately happen for the Let Loose event this month, but with an in-person gathering in London as well this time. This could also be part of the reasoning behind the odd 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern time event, which is 3 p.m. in London. But perhaps more than anything, this could be a sign that Vision Pro is about to debut outside of the United States, with Apple setting up this event in London to give press and influencers in the UK the ability to demo Vision Pro. Rounding out today, Apple is reportedly planning to supercharge the Calendar and Reminders apps with iOS 18 and macOS 15 this year. The report says that Apple is testing a new and improved version of the Calendar app that offers integrations with the Reminders app. Users would allegedly be able to schedule and organize reminders directly in the Calendar app, without using the actual Reminders app. Reminders created via the Calendar app would still appear in the Reminders app as well, and the Calendar app will support specific settings like date, time, location, and priority for each reminder. Essentially, it sounds like Apple is replicating features already offered by third-party calendar apps like Fantastical, which offer sort of hybrid solutions between being a calendar app and a reminders app for more flexibility and giving users the option to only use one app to manage both things. The report also claims that the calendar app will receive minor design updates with iOS 18 and macOS 15, with some of those design changes centered around giving users the ability to view reminders within the day, week, and month calendar views. For now, we treat this rumor from Apple Insider with some skepticism, as the source doesn't yet have a long-term established track record of software leaks, but we're only about a month away from WWDC, where of course we will learn much more about iOS 18. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.